morning. It's nice, so nice to be here. And I want to thank Pastor Jeremy for giving me this opportunity, even though he's not here. I want to thank them and the family, especially Charlene. She worked out everything well, so she's the one, she's the cause for I'm being here. So before I speak, I want to tell you one thing, okay, because with my accent. So in India, when I was driving in a car, in front of me there is a truck. On the back of the truck, the quotation is like this: when you are crossing, use the dim. Means in India, when you cross, you people use only low beam here, but in India we use low beam, high beam. So when you're crossing, he's saying when you're crossing, use the low beam and high beam. Means like when you cross, we say like we won't use the high beam or low beam, you use a dipper. So when you're crossing, use the dipper. So he was in the front, I was in the back. He's supposed to write, when you're crossing, use the dipper, but he wrote, when you're crossing, use your diaper. Yeah. The meaning is same, but the accent is different. That's what. Yeah, you might hear like some bad words, but I'm seeing the right words here. Sometimes my accent will be like, you feel like maybe it might be weird, but yeah. So you have to bear with me. Sorry, Sunday school, this is the second time you have to listen with me, okay? All the Sunday school class, they heard first time. So this morning, it's my privilege. I want to thank Long Sisters for me keeping me here. And it was joyful to hear, and you were so lovable. You look so awesome, and thanks for the nice worship team. They did a great job. I've seen the best team. This is the best team I have seen. And I want to thank them too. So this morning, before we go into the message, I want to just introduce my family. Then we'll go into the message, okay? So this is my family. So my wife, Dina, we got arranged marriage. I came to States in 2008, in January. And middle of October, my dad called me and said that, I found a girl, come back and get married. So in December, I flew back, and we got engaged in December 23rd, and got married on January 6th. So from 2009, we are a happy couple, by God's grace. And my son, Titus, he was born here, and my daughter, Lindsay, they're supposed to come with me, but they didn't get the visa to come. And when my son is an American, but whenever he sees like American in India, whenever he sees the white guys, he says, they are my people, they are my people. So you all are his people, so. So he says like, yeah, whenever he sees American, Lindsay, he tells his daughter, sister, they are my people. So I wish he could come, but after, when he was 9 months old, we went back to India. Till now, we didn't come back. So I came alone, last time I came, and again this time. Again, in June 5th, they're going for visa. Please keep in your prayers. And if they get the visa, they're going to come and join me. If they come, I'll stay for 2 months. If they don't come, I'll go in a month. Almost 2 weeks over, I'll be here for 2 more weeks. Okay? Let's go to the message now. That by all means, I might win some. So I thought of taking whole passage from 19 to 23. They said to me that it's only 30 minutes. In India, I preach like 1 hour, 30 minutes. Okay, I preach 90 minutes. We have sermon like 3 hour sermon. They sing for 1 hour. I preach for 1.5 hour. It's like the songs and everything. It's like 3 hour service. So it's like, that's why I made a shortcut. So this morning I'm preaching only from 9 to 23, not 27, okay? So I'm reading. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a slave to all, that I might win the more. Unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are under without law, as without law, though not being without the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I may, by all means, save some. And I do all things for the sake of the gospel, that I might become a fellow partaker of it. So this morning, my challenge to you is, what is your purpose? What is your goal? What do you want to be? As a man, you have a lot of dreams. As a father, I have a lot of dreams for my kids. And you see, Apostle Paul, when you see this passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, the first point is saying, for though I am free from all men. When you see chapter 9, when you read from the beginning, he's speaking about his apostleship. I am the apostle. Am I not free? And you see verse 1, he says, am I not free? And again he says, I have seen God. And I have every right to get support from the church. Because I am working for God, I am working for his ministry, I have right to get support from you people. From verses 15, 1 to 14, he argues that argument. When you come to verse 15 to 18, but for the gospel's sake, I left everything behind. It's for the ministry. I want to win people. That is my goal. That is my purpose. That is the reason I left everything behind. I took. So that gospel might not be hindrance to me. He gave up his freedom. He's saying, for though I am free from all men, I got freedom. What the free man does? He wants whatever he wants to do it. He can do whatever he wants to do it. But Paul is saying, what the purpose of I become free, I am the apostle. I have to get the support from the people, but I am free from all this stuff to win the people for Christ. I want to win people. I want to reach people. That's my motto. That's my goal. So one of the scholars said, Martin Luther, the freedom of the Christian. A Christian is a perfectly free lord of all, a subject to none. A Christian is a perfectly dutiful servant to all, subject to all. And when you read his book, he goes little down and he explains that point. He shows some verses, then he explains. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a slave to all. He uses verse, and when he comes little down, he explains it, Romans 8:8. Oh, no one anything, expect to love one another. Love by its very nature is ready to serve and be subject to him who is loved. When you see those two quotations, Christians are perfectly free from all. At the same time, a Christian is perfectly dutiful, servant of all, subject to all. We are free from everything, but we are subject to God to do his duty for his glory. Finally, he says, you can do this verse with this verse, Galatians 5:13. You are called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. We got freedom. You're free from all these things. But what to do with the freedom? He's saying freedom into opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. You are freed by God. God has given, by his blood, we are all free from the sins of this world. We got the freedom. The freedom should be shown in our love. That's what Paul is saying. I'm free here, but my freedom I use to love another, to save another. That's my goal. That's my vision. That's my ambition. What is your purpose? What do you want to be? You want a big house? That's fine. Big car? That's fine. Big family? That's fine. Big, nice everything? That's good. But God has a purpose in your life. You were created by God and for God until you understand that your life will never make sense. One of the famous quotations said, you were created by God and you were created for God until you understand that your life will never make sense. So whatever, that is not your purpose. You might win some. We know how the world is now. We know how the world is running now. We know how the some churches are now. Those are not preaching the gospel that as Apostle Paul did. What are you here for? What is your purpose? Are we winning the souls? Are we leading people to Christ? See, when he says, second verse, I have made myself a slave to all. Second point, he says, first is free from all these things. And second, he's saying, I became a slave. You know, a lot of people, you didn't see, when you come to India, the slaves are treated very badly. They won't get rest. They won't get respect. The slaves are very bad. They won't get food on time. They will work so hard. Paul is an apostle. He has seen God. He has seen face to face God. But he is saying, I free from all those stuff. I became a slave to reach the people. I became a slave. Here you see, it's a different one. When you see Romans 6:18, and having been freed from sin, he became slaves of righteousness. And speaking in human terms, because of the weakness of your flesh, for just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification, but now having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you deceive your benefit, resulting in sanctification and the outcome of eternal life. Here you see, here it's saying that the same Paul is saying in Romans, the Christ, as we are slave to sin, he took our slaveness to make us righteousness. That's what he's saying in that point. Are you getting me? So in this Romans, and you see, he's saying we are slaves to sin. God brought us out of slaveness, made us righteousness. That is the point he's making here. But Paul is saying here, I am slave to God now. There he's saying we are slaves and God has made righteousness. Did you get me? If you say yes, then I can go forward. I don't want to waste your time, okay? Yeah. So here is a complication. This is that you might misunderstand this passage, okay? Here he's saying we are slaves, he made us righteousness. But here Paul is saying, I am slave to God. I'm slave to all. I want to work anybody whoever comes to me. When you come to India, a lot of times I go to church. I pass three churches. When you go to churches, a lot of people know about caste system. Some people might heard the caste system. When you come to India, there are people, mostly slaves, are the low caste people. I am from low caste. When I go to the high caste, they think that I should go and work for them. I'm a slave. They think that I'm slave to those guys. Whenever I go to their house, they think that they have to work. I have to work for them. But recently, one from the high caste family saved and coming to church. And when the high caste people came to church, when they are serving in the ministry, they started cleaning the church. They're high caste, according to the Indian culture. They are very rich. They saved, they came as a low caste and they're saving. Suddenly, some members from his family came and saw her cleaning the house. And they were so angry. They are the low caste people. Why you are working for them? Even though it's a church. We are high caste. We have our standard. We are here. They are here. They have to clean it. You have to be here. But when she saved, he gave up all his tradition and came down to serve with us. That's what Paul is saying. I'm so high here. According to me, I'm a Jew. I know my standard, where I came from, what is my nature, what is my background. But for the God's purpose, for the reaching people, I became slave to everybody. I'm slave to everybody. How is our serving? Here you see, the Peter says, next verse, act as free men. And do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bond slaves of God. How? Bond slaves of God. We are slaves to God. We have to work to win people to Christ. That should be our purpose. That should be our goal. See, when afterward he says, And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Jesus says that even as the Son of Man came not to be minister unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. How should be our nature? We should be servant, serving others, loving others, caring others, praying for others, helping others. That should be our nature. That's what Paul is saying. I'm free from all this stuff, all this religious stuff. I became a slave, and I'm born slave of Christ to serve others. What is the purpose? Why got freedom? Why he was free? Why he was slave? Why he was slave? What is the purpose of Paul? He's saying, first point, he's saying, I got freedom now. Now he's saying, I'm a slave now. What is the purpose? See, the purpose of Paul is so that I may win more. That I might win them more. See, when you see in this passage, chapter from 19 to 23, five times he uses the word, that I might win the more, that I might win the more, that I might win the Jews, that I might win those under the law, that I might win those who are without the law, that I might win the weak. Why is free? Why is a slave? The purpose is to win. To win for Christ. We work in a hard place in India. As I was pastoring three churches, in surrounding my church, there are seven villages. I told you in the morning, Sunday school. I told you. I don't know whether I told you or not. Okay. I told you, as I was serving in these three churches, there are seven villages who told me not to come inside the village. They said, next time if you come, we are going to beat you or kill you. They said some bad words. I have every heart in my heart. I should win them. That is the purpose God has called me. I try to go every time. And whenever I go there, they say, go back, don't come inside the village. If you want to come, come as a friend. I go all the time, and they say, again, go back. I go to my church members, they say, again, go back. All the seven doors are closed, seven villages, all the doors are closed. Which we are praying about it. Finally, God has opened, God has given us a thought. Somewhere we have to win those people. In India, a lot of people, a lot of kids go to bed in the night with hungry stomach because they don't have food to eat. So what we did is, we printed a brochure saying that we are going to tutor your kids. We're going to educate your kids. And we are going to feed them. And we are going to tell them about Jesus. And if you like it, you can send them. We gave the note in the dawn. We're going to speak about Jesus, and they are going to pray. If you like it, you can send them. We printed the brochures and sent into the seven villages. And the first day, you know how many people came? 300 kids came. We thought like maybe like 10 or 15 kids will come, but because they are hungry, they cannot feed, they don't have money. So I want to win them. My purpose, I want to go there, but they don't allow me. I want to preach to them, but they don't allow me. So that I make, they should come to me. Some way, I should win them. That's my goal. That's Paul's goal. He's saying, I freed from all those stuff. I became a stone so that I can win more people to Christ. Paul's patient, when you see, he doesn't want to go alone. He wants to take people more to heaven. That should be our goal. So, as many people coming to here, we took only 40 kids because we cannot afford more people. So we have 30 people now. So we tutor them, we feed them, we tell Bible stories and the songs, and we pray for them. We'll tell them to go back and tell to parents. And they'll go back to their parents, and they'll tell to the parents. Then sometimes they'll call me to go and pray for them. The door is closed, but we open the door here. Now the doors are opening there. Somehow, I want to win. Somehow, I want to win. My dear friends, time is running. Time is running. God has purpose in your life. That purpose is win more to Christ. How many times did you share your gospel? How many times did you share your testimony? Did you? If you didn't share, that should be our motto. Here again, when you come down, he's giving the four illustrations. When you little come down, verse 20, 22, 23, he's giving four illustrations. Identifying with the cultural Jews, identifying with religious Jews, identifying with Gentiles, and identifying the weak. When he's saying, I was free, I became servant to win more people, who are those people? Those are Jews, non-Jews, Gentiles, and the weak. He's giving all these four examples. Means Paul covered everybody. He didn't leave anything. He covered everybody. This is the nation where every people are here. You see Americans. You see UK people. You see Asian people. Every continent is here. This is your mission field. As Paul said, I want to cover everybody. That should be your motto. We are working there in India. This is your mission field. A lot of people want to come here. Stay here. Enjoy the life. What is your purpose? See, again, Paul is saying, a little bit explain that. And to the Jews, I became as a Jew, that I may win the Jews. Means, did Paul saying he's a hypocrite? When he said, like, to win Jews, I became Jew. What does it mean? What is he saying? When he goes to Jew, he acts like Jew, but he never changed the gospel. He never changed his message. He never changed his point. He said, like, even though I became a Jew, I was a Christian. I was saved by grace. I'll give you one more example. When you see in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he says that from the Jews, five times I was beaten. Five times they tried to beat me, they tried to kill me. Even though he was acting as a Jew, when the time comes, he stood for the faith. He was strong in faith. We can go with the different people, but our gospel should never change. We have always, all the time, gospel is same. The gospel is, we are saved by grace. To the Jew, he became a Jew. To those under the law, as under the law. Though not by me, myself under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. These people are who follow the Mosaic law. They say that the Mosaic law is the right one. They have to follow to in order to get into heaven. He followed the law, but finally when he came, it was all wrong. He finally stood and said boldly. My dear friend, this morning, I have a heart for the non-believers. I want to save them. That should be our burden. We have a lot of struggles in our hearts. We have a lot of problems in our families. We have a lot of pains in our families. But above all, our purpose in this world is to save some and take them with us to heaven. See, Paul is saying, those who are without the law, he became without the law. I'll run, okay? The third one, those who are without law, as without law, though not being without the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those who are without the law. These are the Gentiles Paul is speaking. These are the Gentiles. As Peter was as to proclaim to the Jews, Paul was as to speak to the Gentiles. That's what they called for. And when he go to the Gentiles, he dresses like them, he eats with them, he sits with them, he plays with them, finally shared the gospel. He should be saved by grace. With the Jews, like a Jew. With who are under the law, with them like that. Those who don't have like Gentiles, he's acting like Gentiles. What is his purpose? To win them. To win them to Christ. To lead them to Christ. I have one my friend in India. Means like last from 1 year. I didn't know about much about him from last year. From last 1 year is my friend. 6 months back, I didn't know much about him. Later I came to know. I was sharing gospel every morning, every Thursday I go and meet with him, and I shared the gospel. And I tried to open with him and talk with him about him. And he never opened anything about him to myself. I used to share, I'm the pastor. I used to share him. But he says, okay. Finally, we are going in the car to a different place. Then suddenly, cops stood around me. I didn't know what happened. I just came out and said, what happened? What is the problem? The guy beside you is a killer. He said, what is that? What do you mean? He's a killer. Yeah, I know you guys, you both are getting each other every day, every week. I have seen that. What you guys are doing? Then finally I came to know that he killed two people. He never told me that. He was running away from the family. He was living in different my place. And I was friendly. He come to my house. I go to his house. Finally, I told that I'm a pastor. I don't know anything about him. And they kept him in jail. Then I went back and into the jail. I was with him. And I shared the gospel. And he finally gave his life to Christ. I was scared to death. What they're going to do. But finally, even though he's given me a hard time, they're supposed to keep me in jail because my dad has some influence in the village. They left me. Because of my father's influence, they left me. But my purpose, even though he didn't tell me anything about his condition, his situation, my purpose is to win for Christ. When I go to heaven, I will take him with me to heaven. Even though God saved me, I shared the gospel. That's my purpose. That's my vision. That's my goal. The Gentiles has to reach to Christ. My dear friends, your country, your village needs God. Your village needs salvation. Still there are empty chairs here. That should be full soon. If that won't be full, that's your responsibility to go and share the gospel to different people. They should come to Christ. They should know about God. And finally he says, to the weak I became weak that I might win the weak. When you see 1 Corinthians, I came up with 15, in the Corinthian church has 15 problems. Every church has a problem. The Corinthian has 15 problems, so even he's reaching the weak people in the church to build them up, to bring them high. So you are here to love one another, care for one another, pray for one another, and to lift one another. That is the motto of Paul's mission. That should be your motto and my motto today. We will be speaking with a lot of people, different things. That's fine. At some point, you need to bring the gospel. Let them know whether they accept or not, whether they take it or not, they should know the truth, and truth will set them free. One time, if you might have read, I will let you know one story. When I was studying in Bible college in India, every summer we had 2 months outreach. When we go for outreach, we distribute tracts, and we went to one village, and they'll divide the teams into 10 groups. Every group will go to different state. So we went to different state. We are distributing the tract. We don't know anybody there. So we are distributing the tracts, and suddenly a lot of people came around and stood around us and told that, where are you from? We said, we are from Bible College, we are doing outreach. Who gave you permission to do it? We said, nobody. Just we are distributing that. We have the permission to, according to our custom, anybody can proclaim their religion. So finally, there stood one of my friends, caller, and they punched him. When they punched him, we had like 10 members. No one reacted. Everyone is bold. Do whatever you want to do. We should get angry, right? When one of my friends bet, we should get angry. Instead of getting angry, we are all ready to get fighting from them. I'll tell you one thing. When the situation comes, when the problem comes, God will give you boldness. Whatever may be, I don't care. I am here to proclaim the gospel. God will give you the strength. God will give you that strongness to proclaim, whatever the cause, I don't care. I want to win people to Christ. That should be our motto. That should be our goal. Paul's passion, Paul's desire is saying, I want to win When you see next point, I'll close my time up, okay? So this, when you see here, there are three statements that you can see saying, I am not under the law. I am not without the law of God. I am under the law of Christ. When you see this passage, he's speaking about to the Jew, I was a Jew, to who those were under the law, But finally, Paul is saying, I am under the law of Christ. Means, when you see the law of Christ, again, Paul concludes, bear one another's burden and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another's burden and fulfill the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? Bear one another's burden. That should be our law. That should be our motto. My dear friend, this morning, I'm going to close. But before that, what is your passion? What is your vision? So I became all things to all men, that I might all men save some. And I do all things for the sake of the gospel, that I become fellow partaker of it. Paul's aim and purpose, three words, the same idea. To win more. To save more. Partakers of the gospel. This morning, what is your desire? What is your purpose? Finally, I will conclude this word. One of the famous persons said, as a believer, he had two things. One is, as a believer, you should serve in the church. As a believer, you serve in the mission. He had two purposes. In the church, serve the believers. Outside, work as a missionary to reach the people. You know, William Carey, he came to India in 1517. He translated 27 NT books in our language. He dedicated life, served him faithfully, and he was a great man of God that we have today. My dear friends, you have a goal. What is that goal? By that all means, I might win some. Can you? Can you take commitment today, asking God, God, I'm not able to share to anybody. I want to share. I'm not bold enough to share with my friends. But somehow, to stay with them and close with them and love them and share the gospel and to win them for Christ. When I go heaven, I want to take them with me. I shared the gospel. By your grace, you saved him. Can you do that for me, please? Take a commitment. Look unto God, and God will do wonders in the church.